For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Wesley Gould, Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Washington and Keokuk Counties, to discuss the trapping season, which is currently underway.
How popular would you say trapping is here in the state?
It's fairly popular. Used to be a lot of the older generation trap, but I'm seeing a lot of younger people out trapping. For the most part this year, they're doing it for the fun of it. Fur prices are lower than normal, a lot lower than they were last year at this time. But a lot of the people I run into aren't doing it to make money. They do it out of pure enjoyment, which is pretty neat.
So traditionally, it might have been a source of revenue for some hunters?
Yeah, for some of the trappers out there, they make a secondary income doing it. You know, back when coon were $20, $30 a pelt, my guy could make a little bit of money doing it. But now with these prices and then gas at, what, $2.90, $2.80 a gallon, it's not a money-making affair.
And so what kind of animals are these individuals trapping?
The most popular, most common would be the raccoon. That's what most guys go after. Fox, coyote. You'll see a lot of guys trap them. And then water trapping, your water-based critters would be your otters, your beaver, muskrat, and mink.
When you see some of these pictures online of these big piles of raccoons, there doesn't seem to be a shortage of those around.
No, then that's what I tell my trappers is sometimes we crowd each other in the road right away when we're setting traps, and every once in a while you'll get a phone call, you know, so-and-so's trapping right by me, or so-and-so set his traps right on top of me. And I tell these guys, you know, there's coon everywhere. I mean, they're the most common animal in Iowa. They're everywhere from in the city to out in the country. Raccoons live everywhere.
For other animals, are there specific spots that are optimal for setting a trap?
Like I said, for your beaver and muskrat, they're mainly water-based, so your rivers and large creeks and ponds would be your ideal place to catch them. But, of course, raccoons inhabit them areas too, so sometimes you can be trapping for one, catch another. Your fox, coyotes, they're going to be more your dry land sets, out in fields, pathways, cattle pastures, brush piles, that sort of thing.
With the number of raccoons, does trapping make a dent in their population at all?
Yeah, it makes a dent in it, but there's always going to be raccoons. You know, we've trapped them for many, many, many years. The thing I found out from my experience in it is if the trappers and coon hunters don't take care of the raccoons, Mother Nature will take care of them herself. You know, that's when you see your diseases, your distemper, and that sort of thing, and that kills them off and lowers the population back to where they should be. So by guys trapping them and hunting them, they're at least getting a use out of them and just not dying from a disease.
Could you describe what these hunters are using to trap these animals? Is it just a live trap, or what do they use?
There's live traps, there's foot traps, and there's snares. The most popular fad right now is the dog-proof trap. It's a little round cylinder with a little catch handle inside. They put a bait in it or something to attract the coon. The coon sticks his paw in there, and it trips, and it holds him there until the trapper comes. And what's very nice about these is you don't have to worry about dogs getting caught in them. Snares is something that it's a loop placed in the trail that the raccoons, fox, coyotes run in, and as they step through it, the loop closes on them, and then the harder they pull, the snare clamps down on them and holds them until the trapper shows up and checks his trap.
And are these traps primarily commercially produced, or are some of these people making their own?
There's several local people making their own dog-proof traps. There's so many different styles of them out there, and they all seem to be working very well. But for your foot traps and your body-gripping traps, those are all commercially made.
How regulated is this? Are there some common violations that some people might not know about?
Your trappers that trap every year, they know the laws. They know what they should be doing, shouldn't be doing. The most common thing, you must have a tag affixed to your trap with your name and address on it, as well as any trap in your vehicle must be tagged. And that's the most common thing. And then we get into our road ditch trapping. Snares and body gripping traps cannot be set within 200 yards of a driveway inhabited by humans. They also can't be set within 5 feet of a fence in a roadway. Body gripping traps, there's different sizes of them. I'll throw a number out there, the 330 body gripping trap. That's the size of it. That's the largest one. It must be underwater. It can't be set on dry ground. That sort of trap is what folks use to catch beaver with.
correct me if I'm wrong, I think these seasons for trapping began November 1st?
Yeah, this year it was on the first Saturday in November, and then they closed down the 31st of January.
Well, are there any other hunting opportunities people locally are taking advantage of right now?
Still running into a few pheasant hunters out there. The deer rut's in full swing. The bow hunters are out trying to harvest a deer now with the rut going on. And then here in a few weeks, I'm sure we'll be talking again. The shotgun deer seasons will be opening back up again.
Wes, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was my conversation with Iowa DNR Conservation Officer Wes Gould for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Nathan Swenson.